This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Real-world feedback examples. What good and bad workplace feedback actually looks like. See exactly what effective workplace feedback looks like in practice. In short, these workplace feedback examples reveal that the difference between feedback that helps and feedback that harms comes down to three consistent patterns. Specific, behavior-focused language builds trust. Vague or personal language destroys it. Timing and privacy determine whether feedback can actually be heard. The absence of a clear next step leaves even well-intentioned feedback without any power to change anything. Definition workplace feedback examples are real or realistic scenarios that show how feedback is given and received in professional settings. They illustrate the difference between feedback that drives improvement and feedback that damages trust, morale, and working relationships. Why seeing feedback in action matters more than reading about it. I watched a senior manager completely turn a struggling team member around in a single 10-minute conversation. Not with clever technique, not with a script she had memorized. She simply told him, clearly, and without cruelty, exactly what she had observed and why it mattered. He left the room with something to work with. I remember thinking that is what workplace feedback examples should look like. The problem with most writing on this subject is that it stays at the level of principle. Be specific. Focus on behavior, not personality. Those ideas are sound, but knowing a principle and recognizing it in a real conversation are two completely different things. You need to see it working, or failing, before the lesson sticks. Examples close that gap. They show you the texture of a real moment, the hesitation, the word choice, the reaction, the cost of getting it wrong. They give you something to compare your own conversations against. What follows are five examples that show exactly what workplace feedback looks like when it works, and when it does not. If you want to go deeper on the mechanics of structured feedback delivery, how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it is a good companion to what you will read here. What to look for in these examples? Before we go into the examples, here is what to watch for. Not every exchange that goes wrong is obvious in the moment. Some of the most damaging feedback sounds reasonable on the surface. Whether the feedback names a specific behavior. Effective feedback describes what someone actually did, not who they are or what they always do. Watch for phrases like you never or you tend to assigns, that the feedback has drifted from observation into judgment. Whether the impact is made clear. Good feedback connects the behavior to consequence for the team, the client, the project, or the relationship. Without that connection, the recipient has no real reason to change anything. Whether there is a path forward. Feedback without a next step leaves people with the discomfort of knowing something is wrong but no direction for making it right. Notice which examples include a clear ask and which leave that out. Whether the setting is appropriate. Private conversations invite honesty. Public ones invite defensiveness and shame. The location of a feedback conversation matters as much as the words in it. Whether the recipient has space to respond. Feedback that reads like a verdict, delivered without pause, gives the other person nowhere to go. Watch for whether the examples allow genuine dialogue or just deliver a message. Keep these in mind as you read each example. Example 1. The feedback that actually changed something. A project manager on a team of 8 had noticed that one of her developers consistently submitted work without documentation. It had happened 4 times across the same quarter. Each time, other team members had to spend extra time figuring out what the code was meant to do. She asked him for 15 minutes before the next sprint. She said, "I want to be direct with you about something I have noticed. 4 times this quarter, our submissions have come through without the documentation we agreed on at the start of the project. When that happens, James and Priya have to stop their own work to reverse engineer what you've built. That costs the team about 2 hours each time, and it puts us behind." She paused. "I need that to change starting with the next sprint. Can you tell me if there is something making it harder than it should be?" He explained that he had not realized the documentation standard applied to mid-sprint submissions, only to final releases. She clarified. He changed the behavior. The problem did not recur. What this reveals is the power of specificity. She named the pattern, quantified the cost, and connected it to real people. She also left room for him to tell her something she did not know, and that openness is what resolved it. Feedback that includes a genuine question at the end is feedback that respects the other person's intelligence. That is what good workplace feedback looks like when it works. Example 2. The feedback that landed as an attack. A sales director had grown frustrated with one of his team members, a junior account manager who had missed two client follow-up deadlines in a row. He raised it at the weekly team meeting in front of all 9 members of the team. He said, "I have to say, I'm seeing some people here who are not taking client commitment seriously. When we miss deadlines, we look unprofessional. I need everyone to understand that this is not acceptable." He did not name her directly, but everyone in the room knew who he meant, including her. She said nothing. She nodded. She did not miss another deadline for the rest of the quarter, but she also stopped contributing to team discussions, stopped flagging problems early, and requested a transfer within 6 months. This is what poor feedback costs. He avoided the discomfort of a direct private conversation and chose the easier path of a public signal. The immediate behaviour changed, but he broke something in the process. She stopped trusting that the environment was safe enough to be honest in. For more on how this kind of dynamic plays out across a team, how to handle conflict during meetings covers the damage that unaddressed tension creates in group settings. That is what happens when workplace feedback is used as a performance for the room instead of a conversation for the person. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at imonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Example 3. The feedback that was too vague to use. A non-profit manager had been receiving complaints from 2 colleagues about a team member's communication style. She decided to address it. She called him in and said, "I have been hearing some concerns about how you communicate with the team. I think you need to work on being more approachable and clearer in how you come across." He listened politely. He thanked her. He left the room with no idea what he had actually done, when he had done it, who'd been affected, or what being more approachable looked like in practice. He made no changes because he had nothing specific to change. 6 months later, the same complaint surfaced again. "Here is the truth of it. Vague feedback is not kind. It feels gentler to deliver, because you never have to name the moment or face the discomfort of precision. But it leaves the other person with all of the unease of knowing something is wrong and none of the information needed to fix it. If you want a reliable structure for delivering this kind of sensitive feedback clearly and without cruelty, the SBI method gives you exactly that framework. Vague feedback is a kindness to the giver, not the receiver." Example 4. The feedback that came too late. A creative director had been frustrated for months with a copywriter on her team. The copywriter consistently produced first drafts that missed the brief. The director had been making corrections herself, quietly, without saying anything, because she did not want to seem difficult, and the work was never bad enough to escalate. After 7 months, a client raised the issue directly in a review meeting. Stung, the director finally sat down with the copywriter. She walked through 5 months of examples and explained that this had been a pattern throughout their work together. The copywriter was visibly shaken. She asked why she had not been told sooner. She said, truthfully, that she had thought everything was fine. The feedback itself was well-delivered, specific, calm, behaviour-focused, but the timing had made it feel like an ambush. The copywriter trusted the director less after that conversation, not more, because the silence had created a false picture of how things stood. Delayed feedback accumulates weight it was never meant to carry. Feedback that arrives 7 months late is not feedback. It is a verdict. Example 5. The feedback that turned a difficult moment into a plan. A team of 5 had just delivered a product launch that went significantly over budget and over deadline. The team lead knew she needed to address performance with one of the senior engineers, who had consistently underestimated his task durations throughout the project, causing downstream delays for everyone else. She booked a private meeting and opened plainly. "I want to talk about the estimation problem, because I think it affected the whole team. In this last project, where task estimates were off by an average of about 40%, when those slipped, 3 other work streams had to scramble. I'm not raising this to criticize you. I'm raising it because we have another launch in 8 weeks, and I need us to solve it together." She then asked what had made the estimates difficult to get right. He explained that he had been reluctant to give longer estimates because past managers had pushed back on anything that seemed slow. She acknowledged that and committed to backing his estimates as long as they were explained. They built a new estimation approach together before the meeting ended. This is what real feedback looks like when it is paired with genuine problem solving. Using a structured approach like the GROW method can help you take a conversation like this one and turn it into a concrete plan, rather than leaving things at the level of good intentions. That is what workplace feedback looks like when it earns trust instead of spending it. The patterns across all these examples. Looking across these examples, several patterns emerge. They are not coincidences. They are the mechanics of effective feedback at work. Number 1. Specificity separates useful from useless. Every example where the feedback worked named a precise behavior and a clear impact. Every example where it failed stayed at the level of impression or generality. The copywriter was told she missed the brief. The junior account manager was told the team was not taking things seriously. Neither person left with anything to act on. The developer, the engineer, and the account manager who received specific observations all had a path forward. Number 2. Timing shapes how feedback is received. Feedback delivered too late, or in the wrong moment, carries extra weight it was not designed to bear. The creative director's feedback was substantively sound, but felt like a verdict because 7 months of silence had preceded it. The right words at the wrong time can do more damage than the wrong words spoken honestly and promptly. Number 3. Privacy is not optional. Every failure in these examples involved either a public audience or a withheld conversation. Feedback given in front of peers forces the recipient into a defensive position before they have had a chance to hear the message. It replaces the possibility of a real conversation with the performance of one. Number 4. A question at the end changes everything. In the examples that worked, the person giving feedback paused and genuinely asked for the other person's perspective. That single act transformed feedback from a verdict into a dialogue. It also, in more than one case, produced information that made the problem easier to solve. These patterns are not coincidences. They are the mechanics of good feedback at work. What these feedback examples mean for you. Reading examples is only useful if you can apply what you observe. The patterns above are not abstract. They show up in real conversations every week. The question is whether you can begin to spot them in your own workplace before a situation costs you more than it should. When you last gave feedback, did you name a specific behavior, or did you describe a general impression? If you stayed at the level of more professional or better communication, the person you spoke to may still be wondering what you meant. Did you explain the impact? Behavior without consequence is just criticism. If the person you spoke to could not tell you why their action mattered to the team, the client, or the work, the feedback was incomplete. Did you give them space to respond? A feedback conversation that ends with you leaving the room is not a conversation. It is our announcement. Think about whether the people you speak to feel heard after those exchanges or simply informed. Have you been delaying a difficult conversation? There's a version of the creative director's story in most teams. If you have been making quiet corrections for months without naming the pattern, you're not being kind. You're building a debt that will come due at the worst possible time. Was the setting right? Think about the last time you raised a concern. Was it private? Was the other person in a position to actually hear it? Or were they already under pressure from something else? If you find yourself uncertain about how to structure a feedback conversation that does both things at once, addresses the problem clearly and leaves the relationship intact, how to receive feedback without getting defensive is worth reading alongside this article. Understanding how feedback lands from the receiving end will sharpen how you deliver it. Good workplace feedback examples do not just describe the past, they give you a mirror for your own next conversation. Frequently asked questions. What are some examples of good workplace feedback? Good workplace feedback names a specific behavior, explains the impact it had, and points toward a clear next step. For example, telling a colleague that their update in last Tuesday's meeting confused the team and asking them to structure updates differently next time. Specific, direct, and actionable. That combination is what makes it land. What do bad workplace feedback examples look like? Bad feedback is vague, personal, or poorly timed. Telling someone they need to be more professional or raising a concern publicly in front of peers are common examples. This kind of feedback puts people on the defensive and rarely leads to any real change in behavior. The message never reaches the person it was meant for. How do workplace feedback examples help you improve your skills? Seeing workplace feedback examples side by side trains your eye to spot the difference between what helps and what harms. You begin to notice the pattern specific versus vague, timed well versus poorly, behavior focused versus personal. That recognition is the first step toward applying better feedback yourself in real conversations. What makes workplace feedback examples effective in practice? Effective feedback is specific, timely, and focused on observable behavior rather than personality or assumption. It also includes a clear path forward. The best workplace feedback examples share these qualities. The recipient knows exactly what happened, why it mattered, and what to do differently going forward. Why do most workplace feedback examples go wrong? Most feedback fails because it is either too vague to act on, delivered at the wrong moment, or framed as a personal judgment rather than a behavioural observation. People hear criticism of who they are rather than what they did, and they shut down before the message can reach them. How do you give feedback that does not make people defensive? Focus on what you observed, not what you assumed. Describe the specific behaviour and its impact, then invite a response. Feedback that leaves room for the other person to speak rarely triggers the same defensiveness as feedback that reads like a verdict already delivered. A genuine question at the end changes the entire tone. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.